This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To go over there, you need to sit down, go to Poland and talk to our military commanders, spend some time on the ground in Ukraine, listen to their side of the story.
Joining me right now is Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. He's the ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Senator, you just heard what Lindsey Graham said. How much money total has gone to Ukraine so far? What has been the impact, and have you been to Ukraine?
Somebody needs to remind the senator that we don't have any money. We're about $1.5 trillion in debt for this year. Over the last 3 months, we've accumulated almost $1 trillion in 3 months. The total is $33 trillion. So we don't have like an extra rainy day fund or a surplus we can send them. We have to borrow the money from China to send it to Ukraine. So no matter what your sympathies are in the war, and I'm sympathetic to Ukraine fighting off the Russian aggressors, but at the same time, I think it's irresponsible to think about their country before I think about my country. We have a government funding that needs to happen before September 30th. For them to hold that hostage and to say, oh, we'll close down, you know, we're going to close down government unless you pass Ukrainian funding, we don't have the money. So I don't think it's a good idea for our country to continue borrowing. We've given them over, I think it's about $113 billion. This is another $24 billion. But, you know, if you read between the lines, they'll tell you it'll last them about 2 to 3 months and they'll be back again. Every 2 to 3 months, they're over here. You know, he'll be here again today, begging for more money. It's not even just going to armaments. You realize we're funding the pension of their government workers. And we complain about bloated government here. They've got bloated government and they've got corruption. And the American taxpayer, people who are struggling in our country, are asked to fund it. I think it's wrong. And I think most of the American people, frankly, are with me.
Well, there's also this incredible story about an American journalist, Gonzalo Lira. He's reportedly right now in prison in Ukraine on allegations of spreading Russian propaganda. I understand this, that Joe Biden could approve $113 billion of money to Ukraine, and yet he has not tried to get this American journalist out of prison there? How is that possible?
It's even worse than that, Maria. They've canceled the elections. What kind of democracy has no election? So next year, Zelensky said he's not going to have an election because it would be inconvenient during the war and would be expensive. Well, the thing is, if you don't have elections, why in the world would we be supporting a country that's not a democracy? They've banned the political parties. They've invaded churches. They've arrested priests. So, no, it isn't a democracy. It's a corrupt regime. And are the Russians any better? No, the Russians are worse. But at the same time, we don't always have to pick some side to be on. But the ultimate reason I'm against this is we don't have the money. And when we borrow more money, it leads to more inflation, leads to more likelihood of recession in our country. And so we just can't keep doing it.
So you're willing to let the government shut down then? I mean, what's the fate of this bill that Kevin McCarthy is trying to wrangle members together once it gets to the Senate?
I think it's sort of the opposite of that. I put them on notice that they shouldn't shut the government down by demanding money to another government. We should be talking about funding our government. I'm more than willing to sign on to short-term spending of the government to keep it from closing down. So because the appropriations process is so broken that it never gets done, we're coming up on September 30th, and they haven't completed one bill. The House has completed one. We haven't completed any yet because it's taking so long to do this. There's going to have to be an extension so the government doesn't shut down. So if somebody comes to me and says, will you keep it open for a week or for a month? I will, but not if they make me swallow Ukraine aid. See, that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to tie Ukraine aid to keeping the government open, and then they're going to say, oh, no, it's your fault. Well, no, I'm pointing the finger first. It's their fault if they want to keep the government open by keeping another government open. So our primary responsibility is to our government, not the Ukrainian government.
I've got to get to COVID, but real quick on this. Senator, what is your answer to those people like a Lindsey Graham who says if we stop helping to fund Ukraine in the middle of this, Russia wins and then it goes and he moves on to Poland, elsewhere, to continue this unification, reunification of the Soviet Union?
I would say there's a great incentive for Europe to help Ukraine. Ukraine is right on the edge of Europe. Europe needs to do more, frankly. So we've been outspending them 2 to 3 to 1. There's no reason why we can't cooperate and help in that way. But the thing is Europe has more responsibility here, and Europe needs to step up. Frankly, we pay for everything for the Europeans. We pay for NATO. We pay for everything. Mm. It's time the Europeans step up and pay for themselves.
Very good point, Senator. Let me move on to the Department of Health and Human Services.
The most powerful M4's life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul.
So it's been well known for years, decades. Probably most people listening to this our entire lives, it's been well known that U.S. politicians are corrupt. That Washington, D.C., known as the District of Criminals. But we haven't really had the view into just how it works until recently. With the Biden crime family and the pay for play, the Biden crime family dealing with the Chinese, the Russians, the Ukrainians, the quid pro quos. And now, in a story that is truly unbelievable, Democrat Senator Bob Menendez and his wife now under investigation for allegedly accepting gold bars for favors. Now, again, we get a look into how corrupt D.C. works with the Biden crime family, with Hunter Biden, 10% for the big guy, the cars, the payoffs, the quid pro quos, everything. Gave us a good idea of how our government, how our Congress became so corrupt. Now, this story with Menendez is next level. And so it is the top story on Drudge right now. Menendez charged with bribery, federal corruption case, gold bars for favors, envelopes of cash, luxury vehicles. Technofog has all these images, all these stories at Drudge Report also have the images. I mean, folks, we're talking stacks of cash. We're talking brand new luxury vehicles, gold bars. Gold bars. Oh, here's a jacket. Here's a jacket. Oh, it's just a gift. And then the pockets are lined with cash. Bob Menendez, Democrat senator. Now, Drudge Report does have it as their top story, red-linked at the top of the page. I guess that's not too surprising. Do you think CNN, do you think NBC, MSNBC, CBS News, do you think this is going to be their top story this weekend? I have a feeling no. Oh, I'll be watching. But imagine, after all the coverage they give to Donald Trump, Don Jr., Russian collusion, Deutsche Bank, all the BS nothing going after Donald Trump, and then you have all the evidence of all the things they claim Donald Trump is guilty of with the Biden crime family, and now you have all the evidence here over the top with Democrat Senator Bob Menendez. It's not just Joe Biden engaging in this behavior. It's not just Bob Menendez engaging in this behavior. And let's be perfectly honest, it's not just Democrats that engage in this behavior. Of course not. It's Republicans as well. And I think one of the ways to tell who's dirty and who's clean is who's supporting the war in Ukraine. Who supported the impeachment of Trump? Who supported the impeachment of Ken Paxton? So we've had these opportunities now, these demarcation lines, where it's just common sense. Do you do the right thing that's obviously the right thing? Do you say the right thing that's obviously just common sense? Or are we sitting here confused as to why you go along with an impeachment scam, as to why you go along with a war in Ukraine that does nothing for us, as to why you go along with open borders? Oh, what's that in your pocket, sir? Are you happy to see me, or are you getting bribed with stacks of cash? Oh, what's that in your pocket, sir? Are you happy to see me, or is that a gigantic gold bar? So it's not just the Biden crime family. It's not just Bob Menendez. But now we get an idea. Now we begin to understand how this corruption works. So, will they be making a big story about this? Will this be the top story on the weekend news? Or will Jack Smith or Chutkin Tanya, whatever, or are they going to make a move now so that they can create a new headline to run tonight, Saturday, and Sunday on the evening news so that you don't know about a Democrat stuffing his pockets with cash, stuffing his pockets with gold bars, and driving around in luxury vehicles? I forget the congressman that asked during the hearing last week, and he said, "Tell me how Joe Biden makes tens of millions of dollars and has multiple million-dollar mansions on a congressman's salary for his entire life. He's never had a good or service he's sold. He's never produced a product. Tell me how Hunter Biden, with no experience in the oil industry, lands a seven-figure job on a board of oil executives. Tell me how Hunter Biden, who's never created art before in his life, is now selling his art for six figures." See, it all goes back to what we were talking about in the last hour. Well, how do Democrats claim Republicans are the ones defunding the police? We all watch the Democrats chant that and do that. How is it that the Democrats are claiming that Republicans and Trump are responsible for the open border, when that was their main attack against Trump, was how he's a xenophobe and a racist? They would go down to the border and shake the cages and the fences and say, why would Trump do this? Why would he build a border wall, tear it down? Walls are racist. And then they say Trump is responsible for the open border. They really assume the average American doesn't even have two IQ points to rub together. They really assume the average American has the memory of a goldfish. They really insult your intelligence. They really insult your intelligence when they do this stuff to us. So it's almost a race against time now, where can the American people have the renaissance, have the awakening? Can we get good people in Congress that actually want to save this country and do something about the corruption, that aren't involved in the corruption, that aren't blackmailed or paid off, so that we can actually arrest the real criminals, and that we can actually understand what's made our Congress, our politics, so corrupt? Now, they're concerned that there might be this government shutdown, which is not a real government shutdown, but there's levels to it. The unlimited spending is basically curtailed. But they're really panicked that next week this government shutdown is going to happen, and they're afraid that in that instance they're not going to be able to fund the war in Ukraine endlessly, which, of course, we're talking about $200 billion. how much of that actually goes to war, how much of that finds its way back into politicians' pockets in one way, shape, or form or another, a luxury car, a gold bar. So now, that's why the Pentagon, and that's why the Biden administration is saying, well, even if they shut down government, we're still going to have the unlimited funding for Ukraine. Now, of course, there are no oversights when it comes to the funding. There are no oversights when it comes to the weapons. So isn't that just beautiful? This is Congress operating rogue. This is the Pentagon operating rogue. This is the Biden administration operating rogue. And it couldn't be more obvious. They get to launder money. They get to fund wars. They get to do whatever the hell they want, no matter what you vote. And by the way, you don't get any oversight. Hey, where's that money going? Can't tell you. You're not allowed to know. Hey, where are those weapons ending up? Can't tell you. We don't even know. Hey, where's that F-35? No idea, but it crashed right where he ejected, and it went down because of weather. This is your U.S. government lying to you every day and thinking you're dumb enough to believe it.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Pentagon exempts Ukraine operations from potential government shutdown. They just want you to know what the real priorities are. They just want you to know what's really important to them. And that's war. But where are those hundreds of billions of dollars going? Don't you ask that, you dirty American. Yeah, we steal your money. You don't get to know where it goes. Biden says... no alternative but for Congress to support Ukraine aid as Zelensky begs for more U.S. taxpayer money. No alternative. There is. It's war or bust, guys. There's no alternative. Oh, what about maybe not funding it? That's that. What? What are you talking about? There's no alternative. Not funding the war is not an option. Not giving hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine is not an option. Well, couldn't we just not give the money and the weapons? No! No. No. Why is it not an alternative? I think the one angle that is underappreciated here is the blackmail on Joe Biden. I think the one underappreciated angle of this is the blackmail on Joe and Hunter Biden. What about the biolabs in Ukraine that Metabiota and the Bidens are connected to? What about the pay for play and the quid pro quo of Joe Biden in Ukraine dating back to the Obama administration? How much dirt, how much blackmail does Zelensky or the Ukrainian regime have on Joe Biden? And you know, we also ought to understand that Zelensky is not a serious person. He's a puppet if there ever was one. I mean, the guy, Zelensky is always wearing T-shirts and hoodies and this green, this forest green look so that he looks like he's a military general. I mean... he always wears the combat boots. He's an actor. And I don't mean that in a sense of he's just a political puppet. No, no, no. He is quite literally an actor. He was a gay kink performance actor before he got elected. So it's like, and I sent the crew these clips earlier this week. We never played them because the news is so serious. I mean, you do realize that Zelensky, in case you're not aware, Vladimir Zelensky was a gay kink performance actor. I mean, look at this. There's the guy that there's no alternative but to fund his war. A guy who gyrates in skin-tight silk so that you can see every bit of flub. I mean, it's kind of look, as a sheer entertainment, I mean, it's pretty funny. Hey, I mean, Zelensky's a pretty funny gay kink comedian. You'd need a magnifying glass to find it, but... so this is the guy who we have no alternative but to fund his war. This is the guy who runs around now pretending like he's a combat veteran. This is the guy who they dress up in military garb so that you think this is a serious war. And this is the guy who's being used to blackmail Joe Biden into sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine and military support to Ukraine. Where the money and the weapons end up, nobody's allowed to know. Congress votes against transparency. I mean, come on, guys. This is a very serious person here. But see, that's just one video. I could show you the videos of him pretending to play the piano with his ding-dong. I could show you the videos where he dresses up in leather daddy kink gear and humps and gyrates other men. I mean, you can just go on and on. He was in a TV show. This is maybe the most ridiculous of them all. Zelensky was in a TV show before he got elected president. He's in a TV show where he plays a guy. He plays an actor that gets elected president and then hires all of his friends onto his cabinet. And then after that, he's an actor that gets elected president that hires all of his friends to be a part of his cabinet. And then there's the famous scene where he pulls out the guns and murders all the other members of the Ukrainian government. Which I guess that isn't exactly how this has gone. But he has sent the Ukrainians to war to be slaughtered by the tens of thousands, if not 100,000 or more. And Joe Biden says we have no other option but to fund this war. There is no alternative. There is no alternative. They say no alternative. Senator Mike Lee responds, how many millions of dollars does the Department of Defense spend to undermine and attack senators, congressmen, and citizens who dare disagree with the Pentagon? Well, thanks to Obama, they do run disinformation and propaganda campaigns. So, yeah, you don't support the war in Ukraine. They will send out money to destroy you in the media. Who knows? Maybe they send a gay club bar owner to take you out on a date and feel you up on HD video in a dark theater to try to sabotage you that way. No alternative but to fund this guy's war. No alternative. Rand Paul slams corrupt Zelensky for begging for more money. Yeah, he goes in front of the UN, begs for more money. And I love this. The irony here is so ridiculous. The irony here is so thick, you could cut it with a knife. I need more money for war, and we also need to stop climate change. How does war help climate change? I'm going to go ahead and assume that war is probably bad for climate change, if you even believe that crap. So I'm not even promoting that. I'm just saying, if you believe that carbon emissions are a problem, tell me how war is helping to fight climate change. No. They're allowed to fly around on private jets. They're allowed to blow the planet up. They're allowed to have tanks and jets and fight and war and kill. Just not you, slave. And there's no alternative, says Joe Biden. But the support is waning. NATO beginning to crack. Poland refuses to continue arming Ukraine. That was their number one ally in NATO. That was their number one ally in Europe. And if Poland pulls out, folks, it's done. The whole thing is done. And then they're so desperate that they have to edit. They have to edit the speech from Zelensky. When Zelensky speaks at the UN, half the room leaves because no one has respect for this guy. Again, he's a former gay kink actress. Or actor. And so it's an empty room he's speaking in front of the UN. And so they edit video so that it looks full. And Zelensky's in the crowd. Zelensky's in the crowd. Oops, Zelensky appears to watch himself in Ukraine propaganda edit of UN speech. You can find the story and video at Infowars.com. It's so...
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So Poland has been the biggest supporter from NATO, from Europe, as far as Ukraine and the war against Russia is concerned. But even the Polish are starting to realize this is not a war that can be won, at least not in the way that the West and the CIA are forcing it, because it's not even about winning. It's about them stealing your money, and it's about them remaining in control geopolitically of Ukraine. So if Poland flips, I don't know where it goes from here, but that's actually more dangerous, because now the Biden administration or the powers that be might try another false flag. They already tried the false flag and claim a missile attack on Poland was Russia. It was Ukraine. Then, just a couple weeks ago, they tried to claim that a missile attack on a market in Ukraine was Russia. It was again Ukraine. So they're not getting away with these false flags, but the next one might be truly devastating. But here's the president of Poland
starting to come to his senses, saying, you know, maybe this war isn't what we thought it was. Maybe it's time to back off here in clip 3.
Mamy trochę do czynienia tak z tonącym. My jesteśmy tym, który ratuje. Jak jest tonący, każdy,
anyone who has experienced rescuing a drowning person knows that he is extremely dangerous because he can pull you to the depths.
Wie o tym, że człowiek tonący jest niesłychanie niebezpieczny, ponieważ może pociągnąć w głębiny. Ma siłę.
He has unimaginable strength due to fear and the influence of adrenaline and can simply drown the rescuer.
Może po prostu utopić ratującego. Chwyta się przy.
They say a drowning person is grasping at straws. And indeed, a drowning person is grasping at anything he can. It is a bit like the situation between Poland and Ukraine. Is it necessary to act in such a way as to protect oneself from being harmed by a drowning person? Of course, we must ask mainly in such a way as to not harm ourselves, because if a drowning person causes harm and drowns us, he will not get help. So we have to look after our interest, and we will do so effectively and decisively. And, of course, the drowning man analogy is maybe not the best one here, but it's well received. That there's no point in destroying ourselves or drowning ourselves because of the situation in Ukraine. But it's not the best analogy, because what we're talking about here is nuclear war, potentially. World War III, potentially. And it's not just you. It's not just Ukraine or Poland. It's the entire world. It's a lot like the situation with the southern border now, and all these Democrat cities and Democrat states are realizing, well, gee, our policy, our open border policies are actually destroying us. We might want to rethink this. We might want to reevaluate us. They're actually destroying us. And so it's the same thing with Poland. But again, it's not just, oh, New York City can't handle it, or Chicago can't handle it. It's the entire country. It's not just, oh, Poland can't handle it. It's all of Europe. It's the entire world. So, at the face value, you say, well, this is good. Maybe we can begin peace negotiations again. This is good. Maybe Ukraine won't feel so confident, and Zelensky won't feel so confident in their attempt to keep begging for money and begging for weapons to just continue the meat grinder that is Ukraine right now. But then the other issue is, okay, well, how does the deep state, how does the military-industrial complex respond if they feel like their war is about to come to an end and they still need it? Joe Biden says no alternative. Well, then what do they do next? Do they blow up a major city? Do they drop a dirty bomb somewhere and blame Russia? A cyber attack, blame Russia? So that's the problem. The powers that be, the military-industrial complex and the Biden administration, will not let this war end. Even if there's no support politically, they will find a way to keep this thing ongoing. And that's the scary part about this, because you say, wow, this is good news. Looks like maybe we can stop this meat grinder. Looks like maybe we can have peace negotiations, NATO coming to its senses. But then you realize, well, what is the military-industrial complex going to do to change that attitude, and how bad and how devastating might that act be? We're going to come back with more of this, and there's some other big news out of Russia that's going to be very important for us in the United States. But first, here's a message from Alex Jones.
The Trifecta Pack is back. It's been years since we offered this. 40% off on three of our best-selling products that synergistically work together like nothing you've ever seen. I've got a very exciting announcement to make. It's been a long time since we offered 40% off on our flagship products. And normally when we do, it's just one product. Well, the Trifecta sale, we haven't done it over 4 years, is back. DNA Force Plus, with all the incredible ingredients, the PQQ, the CoQ10, it cleans out your cells and makes your telomeres last longer. It's amazing. It's back in stock. We also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest, 95% curcuminoid turmeric in it. Incredible anti-inflammation, just so good. Look at the health benefits of turmeric and then realize this is the strongest turmeric on the market, 95% curcuminoid. It's got a bunch of other great ingredients as well to supercharge it. Go check it out, InfoWarsStore.com, and do your own research. And then finally, sold out for a long time, The Real Red Pill Plus is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got to go read about what it's got in it. Special amino acids that supercharge the folic acid that's key in energy production in your cells. That's the root level of energy. That's beyond coffee and things. It actually doesn't just stimulate the nerves. It stimulates the cells to be cleaned out and operate better and have higher energy output. It's got a whole bunch of other incredible ingredients that supercharge the folic acid. On top of that, it's got the preglinone. It's got the kitchen sink. Real Red Bull Plus, back in stock. But here's the big announcement. Not only are all three back in stock, 40% off when you get the trifecta, all three together, and they go together. They are amazing. I just started last week when Real Red Pill Plus came back in, taking all three together, and it's almost too much sometimes. In fact, I've actually stopped drinking coffee some days because I am bouncing off the walls like I was 30 years old again when I do it. People have actually noticed on the air, kind of the old Tasmanian devil's been aback a little bit, and it's because I'm taking the turmeric, and all the other great ingredients Bodies has. I'm taking Real Red Pill Plus, and I'm taking DNA Force Plus, and drinking a lot of clean water, and I'm taking my X3. So they're all available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta sale, and it keeps the broadcast on the air. I want to thank you all for your past support, and I want to encourage, because I know the people that have ordered before are going to order because you know it works. If you've been on the fence and you've never tried one or more of these products, all three together, they're incredible. This is a great way to save 40% and experience this. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and get 40% off on the trifecta pack.
All right, so the Biden administration loves, well, they love touting this thing, Bidenomics, and of course they misrepresent everything that it is. That's just par for the course. If you're a Democrat, you have to invert reality and lie to the American people. It's just that you can't, that is, there is no alternative to that. You know, Joe Biden says there's no other alternative to war in Ukraine. Well, there's no other alternative than to a Democrat having to lie to you. And what else is Biden going to run on? He has nothing else to run on, so he runs on Bidenomics, even though the economy is a complete disaster under him. But, folks, it's about to get worse. I filled up my gas tank last night, and I don't know if gas has ever been more expensive in Texas, but I'm pretty sure that was the most I've ever paid for gas. And so I know it's not just Texas, obviously. And I know that Texas doesn't even have the worst of it. California, New York, Chicago, your prices are probably higher than anybody's. But it's about to get worse, folks. You're already seeing prices go over $6 a gallon in New York and California. They might be approaching $7 very soon. And Russia is doing this strategically. Russia put squeeze on oil market with diesel export ban. And so the U.S. is not only not producing or exporting oil, Joe Biden is going to once again tap into the strategic petroleum reserves until they're down to zero. And after that, gas is going to go to $6, $7, $8 a gallon. You watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With two IQ points to rub together, knows that the Republicans might not be the solution to our problems, but the Democrats are certainly the problem itself. And so I've got all these videos now. It's happening in New York City. It's happening in Chicago, where whenever the Democrat politicians make a public appearance, they get shouted down in the streets. They get cursed at. Big crowds are forming to yell at them. Don't blame this on us, federal government. I have nothing to do with that. Before you try to do that, because you know you'd love to. But let's look at this news, and then I'm going to show you some of these videos and show you the political shift that's happening. Biden claims it's Republicans who are undermining our border security. Yes. Yes. Republicans are undermining the border security, and the summers in Austin are not very hot. Summers in Austin are actually cold. And if you jump into the Pacific Ocean, you won't hit water. And if you run around on an NFL football field, you won't find any green grass or green turf. And if you're at a Dallas Cowboys football game, you won't see anybody wearing a cowboy hat. Yes, Republicans are undermining our border. I mean, you couldn't tell a more ridiculous lie. But then, okay, here's the activities. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson signs $29 million contract to build illegal immigrant camps in the city.
Is that Republicans undermining the border or Democrats that say it's a sanctuary city and now we're going to build whole cities for you? By the way, a lot of Americans are suffering in Chicago from the economic plights of Bidenomics and from the violent crime plights of Democrat Party policy. But don't worry, they're going to take care of the illegal immigrants. Leaked images show Biden administration's planned ID card for illegal immigrants, one step away from getting them to vote. Yeah, oh, come on in. We got an ID waiting for you. In fact, when was the last time you tried to get an ID or a driver's license from the DMV? What a pain in the ass that is. But don't worry, you're an illegal immigrant. They'll process you and have you a fresh new ID within minutes. Within minutes. And then you're going to be able to vote. Aguero for Texas does great reporting down at the border. Anthony Aguero. Viral video. Row of illegal immigrants tell reporter what states they're invading. And they're all smiling and laughing because it's just a game. Now this is illegal criminal activity. Let's be perfectly clear. But they know that they're being supported and propped up by the U.S. government. And so they just smile and they just say, yeah, I'm going to go to New York. Yeah, I'm going to go to Illinois. Yeah, I'm going to go to Los Angeles. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to going to Seattle. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing Chicago. It's going to be great. Because it's a wide open border. It's an illegal immigrant policy of Joe Biden. Now, you, an American citizen, I could use a very specific example here. But you or we as American citizens, we now have more fear of retribution and punishment from our government for saying the wrong thing. That's right. We, the American people, have more fear of punishment from our government for saying the wrong thing than illegal immigrants do when they come across this border illegally. Okay, so that's what the Democrats are doing. But Joe Biden says the Republicans are undermining the border. Now, Greg Abbott isn't really helping as much as he could, but at least some action is being taken. Governor Abbott officially declares invasion at southern border by Mexican drug cartels, and he's done this before, and it's so they can get an emergency action and send the Texas National Guard down there, which he's done, but then the Texas National Guard goes down there, they set up barbed wire barricades, and then Border Patrol goes and cuts them down and removes them at the orders of the Biden administration. Greg Abbott sends floating barriers to the Rio Grande to try to curb the numbers coming across. The Biden administration sues and has them removed. But it's the Republicans that are undermining the border. Again, I could jump into the Pacific Ocean and I'm not going to find any water. I can go to SeaWorld and I'm not going to find any marine life. I could go to Six Flags and there's no roller coasters to be found. That's right. And Republicans are undermining the border. Dan Patrick is on it. Texas threatens to jail convicted felons for life if caught illegally crossing the border. We mean business. There's a good idea. Tell you what, you arrest and incarcerate for life a couple of illegal immigrants that already have big criminal records, that's going to send a message. And then the Biden administration, in fact, I'll tell you this right now, I'll predict this. The Biden administration will sue Ken Paxton and sue Texas for incarcerating illegal immigrants with a criminal record. You watch. That's just the pattern of behavior here. But it's Republicans undermining the border, says Joe Biden. Yeah, Trump wasn't for strong borders at all. Trump didn't campaign on strong borders. There weren't chants of build the wall at Trump campaigns. That was the Biden campaign. Remember that, guys? Don't you guys remember the Biden campaign events with the 20,000, 30,000 people chanting build the wall? That was the Biden campaign, guys. Trump vows to invoke wartime law to deport suspected foreign gang members and drug dealers. Yeah, Trump's a Democrat. Don't you know Trump's a Democrat trying to secure our border? Come on, guys. So now the party affiliation is changing, though. Because, quite frankly, this is like now when the public notion when you come out as a Democrat is, wow, you're a scumbag liar. See, so this is kind of the reality catching up to the Democrat Party. They've constantly tried to slander, libel, and character assassinate anybody that's Republican. But because it's been nothing but lies, the test of time is starting to help
Republicans, and now it's the Democrats. Now it's like you say you're a Democrat, and people are like, oh, gee, what are you, a scumbag liar? Amarillo Democrat elected official announces party switch. And they all used to be Democrats. Again, I've explained this before. I've gone down there and done my border coverage. I've talked to a couple of the elected officials off record, so I honor that. And they say, well, yeah, the only reason we run as Democrat is because you can't get elected as a Republican. There's no money down here. If you want to get elected or you want to get any fundraising, you have to be a Democrat. Well, it's starting to change. One of the last remaining elected Democrats in the Amarillo area has officially announced that she is switching parties and becoming a Republican. That's Constable Georgia Estrada, Democrat who represents Potter County Precinct Number 2, announced Thursday night at a conservative Patriots for Texas meeting she will be running for re-election as a Republican. So that's going to be the new thing now, is nobody's going to want to run as a Democrat because that's like running as a lying scumbag. And then you have Eric Johnson, a mayor of Dallas, writes a piece for the Wall Street Journal that has gone massively viral today. America's cities need Republicans, and I'm becoming one. Wall Street Journal. I have been mayor of Dallas for more than 4 years. During that time, my priority has been to make the city safer, stronger, and more vibrant. That means saying no to those who wanted to defund the police, Democrats. It meant fighting for lower taxes and a friendlier business climate, so fighting Democrats. And it meant investing in family-friendly infrastructure such as better parks and trails. That approach is working. And he goes on and on and talks about because of this, he can no longer be a Democrat. And he says, in other words, American cities need Republicans. And Republicans need American cities. So, how and when does this catch tread is the real question here. Most Americans are still politically completely ignorant and oblivious. But there's something that's obvious. American cities are suffering greatly. Their infrastructures are suffering. The violent crime rates are up. The businesses are suffering. The education there is suffering. It's a disaster. And there's one thing that remains consistent, and that's every single one of these cities is run by Democrats. And every single one of these cities has been run into the ground by Democrats. So why is this story so important? And the headline says it all. America's cities need Republicans, so I'm becoming one. But see, it's not just about a name change. It's about policy. So let's see if the policy reflects the name change. But this is the understanding. And so good for the mayor of Dallas, Eric Johnson, who gets this now. The realization is set in. There's no argument here. American cities are suffering. The crime rates, the economy, poverty rates, homelessness, education, infrastructure. It has been destroyed, and it's all under Democrat Party rule and watch for decades. So maybe it's time for some new leadership. Maybe it's time for some new policy. That means it's time for Republicans. This would be the greatest test and potentially success story in American history. If we can remove all these dirty Democrats from these inner cities, bring in Republicans, and save them. Can you imagine how great that would be?
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.